But you don't have that anymore, either.
You don't have any of those old buildings left out around?
No. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know a place around this country.
Now, how about a barn?
Got plenty of those.
What's it like on the inside? Divided into
sections?
Well,
it's divided into sections where you could put corn in it. Maybe you could put oats in one side and a hay in one side.
Mm-hmm.
You generally have a loft in it where you put your hay and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Up in the top.
Mm-hmm. And then it used to be where you had mule stables around the bottom where you kept your mule.
Mm-hmm.
Now we tore all the mule stuff out and back tractors up under the sheds. So we made sheds out of the old barn, see.
Like took the plexus out where the mules used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a separate little building or something to put corn in, or just?
Well, we don't grow any corn anymore to put it in. It's all shell when you get it most of the time. In other words, you combine it. You have bins to put it in instead of barn.
Mm-hmm.
Like those metal buildings out there.
Mm-hmm.
Get away with that. All that shucking, and they do it all at one time right in the field.
And you just buy it already,
Already is shell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any cows?
Oh, yeah.
Where do they graze?
They don't burn the house in the pasture. I reckon we got about 75 head of cows.
Do you?
Graze them on fescue and Bahia gray. It's not the biggest feed, but the feeder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to put up hay for them during the winter time. Feed them during the winter.
Mm-hmm. How many times a year do you have to cut hay?
Generally about twice a year.
Mm-hmm. You have any terms for the different times you cut it? You know, like
no,
the first
cutting? No,
that's
whenever we get enough rainfall or where we can cut it.
Uh-huh.
That's the big thing anymore. We don't have rain like we used to. Dry weather anymore.
So it doesn't.
So we have to irrigate now.
Mm-hmm.
To get most out of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Think it's drier than it used to be?
Oh yeah, definitely. Not about it. No doubt.
Okay. Do you remember if they ever have a place like out in the field they might pin up the cows to milk them or to
Well, that'd be
them
a dairy. Really a dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a barn and a stable is really, I see what you're talking about, when they used to have just a cow to milk on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it'd be a stable, just like a mule stable, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have kept the cow in that stable, they'd milk the cow in the stable, feed them up in the stable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever milk cows?
Oh yeah, I milk cows. You have.
What do you milk it into?
About a 3-gallon bucket.
Okay.
3-gallon metal bucket.
Do you ever have any made out of wood?
No, I never did milk any out of wood.
Did they have some around to use for?
They probably did, good while back, but. The only thing we ever used was metal bucket.
Did you have any special terms or things that you'd say to the cows to get them to hold still while you were milking them?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear those terms when they go to kicking you, kicking the bucket over.